Indiana's prison administrators are redesigning their educational programs for prisoners this month and next. After the state cut funding for college degree programs for inmates, prison officials are now focusing on training inmates for jobs in specific industries. As State Impact Indiana's Julie Raw reports, that means training prisoners for jobs in, among other professions, coal mining.
It's graduation day for 33-year-old prison inmate DJ Coomer at the Branchville Correctional Facility in Branchville, Indiana.
We'll start with the first group. Phil will pass out your 5000-23s, which is the form you need.
He's wearing his beige prison uniform, not a graduation robe. He'll have to hand over his diploma to the prison secretary before he leaves the graduation ceremony, and at the end of the day, he'll still be in prison, where he's doing a year for dealing meth. But in spite of that, Coomer is excited about what his new certificate will allow him to do once he gets out.
I'm going to be certified to where I can actually go to work at a coal mine.
Coomer is one of 30 inmates in the first graduating class of a program that teaches inmates mining technology. The inmates attended weekly classes to earn a license that could, in theory, help them get jobs in mines when they get out. When Coomer gets out later this summer, he'll head back to his home in Gibson County and try to get a job in one of the nearby mines.
We had three separate mines just right surrounding my town. I mean, you can stand in the middle of town, point any direction, and you're going to point at one.
Perhaps the only person more eager than Coomer about him getting a job is John Nally.
We're already shifting toward more vocational certificate programs.
Nally is the director of education at the Department of Corrections. Standing next to a band of inmate musicians at the graduation, he explains former prisoners who get jobs are less likely to end up back in prison. Nally says that's why the Department of Corrections is promoting programs that match prisoners with specific job paths.
They give you a certificate that you have to get employment in various industries. So it's just like coal mining, HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, landscaping.
But the shift towards vocational education in Indiana's prisons hasn't been welcomed by everyone. Glenna Simons used to teach sociology and political science and even criminal justice to men and women in prisons around the state. But her job got cut when college degree programs were eliminated earlier this year. Simon says she's disappointed the college degree programs are gone, not so much because vocational education is a bad thing, but because she says it's not really her definition of education.
Engaging in debate, discussion, thinking of new ways of doing things, again, once that process is started in a student, it can be transformative. You know, it changes a person, and in my way of thinking, that's what education is.
But many prison administrators say there are other ways to transform people. Branchville Superintendent Gil Peter says faith-based programs and substance abuse classes help with that, and they don't cost nearly as much as partnering with colleges on academic programs.
I think that we can do good corrections without the college education and some really expensive type programs. If you look at our population is, they're not going to be rocket sciences and things like that.
And Peter says if he can help funnel prisoners into jobs when they're back in society, he'd rather do that. But there is a question of whether graduates of the coal mining program are going to actually get jobs. Former prisoners have the added task of explaining a felony conviction to future employers. Educators say prisoners have a much better chance at getting a job if they know someone who can help them find one. And that's what graduate DJ Coomer hopes his mining technology teacher will do.
This right here is going to give me something that I can take out to the street with me. Instead of just going through it like substance abuse. Substance abuse is fine, but this is actually going to give me something I can use out on the street.
And Coomer says that's what he and the other guys need most. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Julie Raw.